It's 10 trivia questions on hamburgers and hot dogs. And you know what? I'm already hungry. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for playing trivia with me on today's show. This show comes out every single day. If you like trivia, hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. And while you're at it, go over to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to the show. It's very easy to do, and those reviews go a long way in getting more eyes and ears on what I do. Thank you, thank you, thank you for telling a friend about the show as well. Today we have a whole round on hamburgers and hot dogs. We'll do 5 questions on hamburgers and 5 on hot dogs, which is derived from a book called Don't Know Much About Anything. And I took a couple questions out of there and I wrote some myself for you to figure out. So it should be fun. It should make you hungry. And if you're like me and you're from Chicago, you know that we don't put ketchup on our hot dogs. But when you're a kid, you kind of put ketchup on it. You don't really like mustard when you're a kid, I feel like. Most kids don't like mustard. I hated mustard until I was like in high school, probably. But now it is one of my favorite toppings, probably the only thing I really need on a hot dog to enjoy it. So that's just me. What do you like on your hot dogs? Let me know in a tweet. Interact with me on social media at Ryan Buds, RyanBudds. And while you're at it, while you're going to websites, while you're checking stuff on your phone, go check out my friend Katie's website, which is called Trivial Minds. That's right. My friend Katie Christofferson, who has been on the show before, has a website where she helps to mine your weekly trivia content, trivialminds.com. It's linked in the show notes. And she says on her website, understanding the benefits of having a weekly trivia night at your bar or brewery is easy. It's a time-honored way to attract customers, drive sales, and create a fun vibe that people come back to again and again. With a solid trivia night, everyone wins, the patrons, the staff, and the bottom line. Basically, what Katie does is she creates rounds of trivia that you can buy in different little packs and things like that. And she helps you to establish a trivia night at your bar. And she can get all that stuff going for you. So check her out at TrivialMinds.com. Fresh content in a fun format, supporting materials, and host training. And there's a bunch of fun stuff to read on her website. So go check that out. And Katie will be kind of co-hosting an episode. She wrote 8 questions on things that are wild because she's on a trip, a wild trip from Hawaii all the way up to Alaska and then back down to LA and Mexico and beyond. So very cool. Katie, thanks so much for the nice review. Thanks for becoming a Patreon subscriber of the show. And thanks for the content that we will record in the next couple days. If you guys ever want to send me questions, content, ideas for rounds, I'm always looking for new stuff for my live trivia nights and this very show. You can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, just about anything, and I'll try and work it into the show for you. And shout out to a couple of our newest Patreon subscribers, including my friend Taryn, the Monrovia pet nanny over in Monrovia, California, and my friend Rich, who signed up just recently, Richard Hijack, which is a really fun last name, but probably crazy if you fly a lot, Richard. He asked yesterday for the Discord app chat link. If you donate $1 or more, you get access to our Discord app chat where I post random trivia rounds from years past and get the pop culture discussion going. And people like Luke McKay post rounds in there as well sometimes. So if you're into more trivia, you want more stuff, and you want to interact with people that love trivia, go to check out that Discord app chat link. And again, if you don't have it, if I never sent it to you, if I somehow missed you, slipped through the cracks, just let me know and I'll get you in that chat ASAP. All right, guys, it's time to jump into 10 questions on hot dogs and hamburgers. Let's see how you do. Here we go. All right, here we go. 10 questions. We got 5 on hamburgers and then 5 on hot dogs. Let's see how many you can get right without getting too hungry. Number one, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today is the signature line of which famous character? Question number one, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today is the signature line of which famous character? Number one. Question number two, at the start of which decade did the first McDonald's drive-thru open in Pasadena, California? Drive-in. I think they were called drive-ins back then. At the start of which decade did the first McDonald's ever open in Pasadena, California? What decade was that? Question number three, are French fries really from France, true or false? Question number three, are French fries from France, true or false? Question number four, which Simpsons character goes back and forth between bottles of ketchup and catsup on the show? Number four, which Simpsons character goes back and forth between bottles of ketchup and catsup? Number four. Question number five, Jim Delligatti created what famous fast food sandwich in Pennsylvania? Number five, Jim Delligatti created what famous fast food sandwich in Pennsylvania? Number five. Question number six, the Frankfurter is named after what location? We've jumped into the hot dog questions, and here's the first one. Number six, the Frankfurter is named after what location? Number seven, the world's longest hot dog reached 1,996 feet and was made for what event in Atlanta in 1996? The world's longest hot dog was made for what event in Atlanta in 96? Number eight, on what kids show do the characters sing a song called Hot Dog with an exclamation point? Number eight, on what kids show do the characters sing a song called Hot Dog with an exclamation point? Question number nine, what is the world's most popular hot dog topping? Number nine, what is the world's most popular hot dog topping? And question number 10, National Hot Dog Day is celebrated on the 23rd of what month? Number 10, National Hot Dog Day is celebrated on the 23rd of what month? All right, those are your questions on hamburgers and hot dogs. We'll be back in just a second with the answers. All right, we are back with the answers to hamburgers and hot dogs trivia. Let's see how you did on these 10 questions about some yummy, yummy topics. Number one, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today is the signature line of which famous character? That would be Wimpy from Popeye, whose full name is J. Wellington Wimpy, if you ever wanted to know. Number two, at the start of which decade did the first McDonald's open in Pasadena, California? That was 1940. It was the year of 1940, the first drive-up McDonald's. Number two. Number three, are French fries really from France, true or false? That would be false. They originated in Belgium, not super far away, but it was Belgium. Number four, which Simpsons character goes back and forth between bottles of ketchup and catsup? That is Mr. Burns when he goes shopping for himself. I forget which episode that is, but he's like, ketchup, catsup, ketchup, catsup. And then he grabs the cereal and he goes, I suppose it looks a bit like me. And it's Count Chocula. So one of my favorite scenes. Number five, Jim Delligatti created what famous fast food sandwich in Pennsylvania? People were guessing this as a confidence round question at my live trivia nights this week. And I think people were thrown off by Pennsylvania. So they were putting Philly cheesesteak, like cheesesteak sandwich, hoagie, that kind of stuff. But it was actually the Big Mac, another McDonald's question to close out our hamburger section here. Jim Delligatti created the Big Mac, I think, in the 70s in a Pittsburgh area McDonald's. Number six, the Frankfurter is named after what location? That would be Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt, Germany, the Frankfurter. Number seven, the world's longest hot dog reached almost 2,000 feet and was made for what event in Atlanta in 1996? That would, of course, be the Olympics in Atlanta back, 23 years ago. Number eight, on what kid show do the characters sing a song called Hot Dog with an exclamation point in the title? That would be Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. If you have kids, you know exactly what song we're talking about there. Number nine, what is the world's most popular hot dog topping? That is, by a landslide, mustard, which I mentioned in the intro is my favorite and only thing I really need to enjoy a hot dog. Number 10, National Hot Dog Day is celebrated on the 23rd of what month? It was just last month, July 23rd. I didn't see any posts about it or anything like that, but I'm sure Wiener Schnitzel did some sort of promotion. Those are your questions and answers for hot dogs and hamburgers. I hope you had fun playing along with today's episode. And if you have any content you want to send me, feel free to email ryanbuds@gmail.com with your ideas for topics for the show. Guys, it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. These guys print quality items. If you need a t-shirt, if you need something embroidered, if you need a towel, you need some sort of hand rag for your business, maybe you need like a polo with the company logo on it, talk to fmdesignsinc.com. That's fmdesignsinc.com, Funky Monkey of San Dimas, California. That's where Bill and Ted are from. They got to be good. The question of the day is, what type of dog is Snoopy? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was, who plays the janitor on Scrubs? The answer being Neil Flynn. Neil Flynn from The Middle and Scrubs as well. Both of those shows, I think it were 8-season shows, 16 years of acting for old Neil Flynn with a solid paycheck, I'm sure. So that's awesome. He's from Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. Guys, remember, you can purchase premium trivia rounds from my friend Katie at trivialminds.com. It's linked in the show notes. And all Patreon donations this month going to help communities of Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. It's a tiny thing I can do that you guys can do to help some communities in need after these insane tragedies. There's a link in the show notes if you want to donate directly. And you can also just count on the Patreon money for the month, which is around $260, $270, going straight to those causes. So thank you so much for your generous donations this month. And shout out to a couple new Patreon subscribers that I mistakenly have left off the thank you section of the show notes. And those new people are, let's see, who do we have there? Rich Hijack, who I mentioned, I think, in the intro. Katie Christofferson, who became a Patreon subscriber. And Willie Powell. If you have not heard your name or you don't see it in the print, just yell at me. Hit me up on social media and be like, Buds, I donate money. Where's my name and thing? But I think I have everybody on there. I'll have to do a cross check. But I usually just add the names or take off the names as people donate or stop donating. So thank you so much for those donations. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.